Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, so we're back and on the bench, 87-81 Suns in the fourth. I got to tell you, that was like, look, it is what it is. I'm not going to cry about it, but the ref definitely missed the call on the Booker baseline move on Tucker where he dribbled and the ball, Tucker kicked it out of bounds. It went right off his foot. They showed it super slow-mo five times. Every single time it got worse. Tucker kicked that ball out of bounds, and they gave the ball to the Bucks. That was a terrible call. I thought the foul on Booker on Tucker on the baseline when he nailed him and shoved him, that was a good call. But they missed the Tucker call for sure. And it is what it is. Holiday misses the bunny. Now that's a foul. Come on. That's got to be a foul on Giannis. I mean, they're yanking Crowder to the ground. I told you, they're tackling players, and they're yanking players to the floor. You got to call it. You got to call it. Now watch this. This is unbelievable. He yanked Ayton to the ground and Paul. I mean, this is flagrant to me. He yanked them both down. I mean, honestly, it's about time they got a call, right? It's unbelievable. And I got to tell you, your boy, no call here either. And they tackled him. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Mavi, I know you're behind me. Have you seen this Cam Johnson drive and he gets tackled? No call?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. I just saw Tucker miss the three.
Oh, my God. I mean, you got to be kidding me. And now they give Giannis a call. Oh, my God. They're just the refs are taking over the game. They're just giving the Bucks the game. Look at this guy. You can't tell me that's not a foul on Tucker. Now, I understand what they're saying. He slipped, but he got bodied and fouled on that drive. You cannot bang a guy like that driving. You cannot bang a guy driving like that. Why do you think he slipped? Because he's getting tackled. It's unbelievable. I mean, just let him play then. If you're gonna let it get dirty, then just let him play dirty then, and don't call it. Don't call the candy ass call on Giannis. He gets the candy free throws, and then he's yanking guys down from their neck to the floor. Give me a break. I mean, they got to get a hold of this game. They've called a good game, and now all of a sudden, in the fourth, they're losing it. They're losing this game. You can't even argue it, Mafia.
I think they've called this completely different. I agree with you. This is, if you're going to do it one way. It's like the same thing we talk all the time with umpires and strike zones. Like, if you're going to call a wide strike zone or a tight one, just do it both ways, and then the players can adjust. They know what they're doing. But when every little time you breathe on Giannis, they're sending him to the free throw line, and then you, like you said, things are going off. Tucker Booker is getting bodied every time he touches the ball. Still scoring, but still, you got to give them the calls both ways, and they're just not calling it evenly both sides. They're going way more towards the Bucks in this game than the Suns with the kind any contact, and they're giving them calls.
Any contact at all in the Bucks, they go to the line. If they tackle the Suns, there's no call. I mean, you got to be kidding me. And how about this hook? No, they got the foul and no and one. That's a bucket. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces. How's this not an and one? How's that not an and one? How is that not an and one on that hook? Every night, that's an and one. Every NBA game you watch, that's an and one. That is a play. Now look at this, the turnover to Giannis. That is such a terrible missed call, and then they get a dunk at the other end. That is absolute BS. You can't tell me that's not an and one. That is BS, Mafia. You can't even argue it.
No, I'm not. I agree with you. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I mean, that's an and one. And then they get nothing out of it. Jesus Christ, did you see him just shove Crowder? Crowder just got tackled, and they finally called a foul. Christ, that only took 10 minutes. I mean, they are getting away with dirty play right now like nothing I've ever seen. And if they even blow on him, they get the call. The Bucks get the call if they even blow on him. And then look at this. They tackled him. They finally called a foul. It's unbelievable. These refs suck. You can't even argue with me about it. My God. Mafia, go back to the eight, and you can't even tell me that's not an and one. And then they get a steal and a dunk.
That's continuation. There's no way they should have stopped that play and made them inbound. It's continuation on the hook.
Continuation and one, and he made the basket. And they get nothing out of it, and then the Bucks get a dunk at the other end. That is a fixed BS home cooking call if I've ever seen one. You got to be kidding me that that's not an and one continuation hook. God, the refs ruin everything just when I thought they did a good job.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So Booker's got five fouls. So he's sitting on the bench now with 38 points. He's playing his ass off. And he can't play right now. He's got 15 of 22 from the floor, 8 of 9 from the line, and 38 points, but he's got five fouls. Crowder's got four fouls. Tucker's got four fouls. Connaughton has four fouls. And really, nobody else has any problems. Lopez has three. Lopez has 14 points in the game. Bottom line is Middleton has the best game of his series. He hasn't done anything up to this point. Now, tonight he has 28. And then Giannis has 22, Lopez 14, Holiday 11, Connaughton 6. Really, nobody else has done jack. Same thing for, you know, it's kind of been more balanced for the Suns. 38 for Booker, 10 for Crowder, 9 for Payne, 8 for Cam Johnson, 8 for Chris Paul, 6 for Ayton. Bridges has 7. I am stunned. I'll give him the 14 rebounds, Ayton. He's got 6 points and 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks. So defensively, he's been there. Ayton's been there defensively. Offensively, he has done nothing in this game. That is amazing to me that they got a 7-footer that can't score. I mean, that's unbelievable to me because – you know, like I said, the other way, you got Giannis with 22 and Lopez 14. Their bigs have scored, no problem. Just Giannis gets another dunk there. It's a two-point game. I just feel like what I'm seeing here is the refs have lost control of the game, so they're just not going to call anything on the Bucks, and they're literally – you're going to have to win the game no matter what, in spite of the refs. In spite of the refs, you're going to have to win the game because they're not getting any calls. So you got to score and you got to put the ball in the hole. And that's the only way you're going to win this game because The refs are doing nothing for them. Now, you're going to get a Crowder foul here. He got fouled shooting a three, so he's going to go to the line three times. But remember, he just missed from the free throw line. He bricked, so I don't trust him shooting three. Now, Tucker just got called for a fifth. He's throwing a temper tantrum on the floor. He's insulting the ref, screaming at the ref, wailing, throwing his arms up, stomping his feet, and no tech. No tech at all. So you can do whatever you want to the refs. Nothing's going to happen to you. And as far as I'm concerned, Mafia, they've lost control of this game. I mean, you cannot let a guy foul on the three. He did foul him. He crushed his hand. Tucker, of course, says he never touched him. But when you watch the replay, he crushed his hand. And then he throws a temper tantrum and flails and whips his arms, stomps his feet, runs up and down the sideline. He's sitting on the bench now cussing and throwing towels and never gets a tech. Now, you got to tell me what game you've seen in the NBA this year where you let a guy behave like that and doesn't get teched up.
Yeah, I mean, I get that they're trying to kind of let things play a little more with the NBA Finals. They don't want to be the ones to decide it, but you can't let that happen. Once a guy starts losing his mind like that, you got to do something to let them know, listen, I don't care how big this game is. You still got to respect us. We're here to make this call. This is our job, you know. Act accordingly, because I agree with you. He's not. He's acting like a child. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you see from like Draymond Green all the time when he's getting teched up in the regular season, don't you?
Yeah, and then Budenholzer sat him down with the five, so he saved him from getting attacked. They yanked him out of the game. But now, you know, Middleton's got 30 now. He just hit a kiss off the glass. And like I said, so Payne just drove to the rim and got swatted and got just leveled. He got absolutely leveled by Portis and Giannis. They leveled him. They macheted him, broke his arm. No call. They're not calling anything on the Bucks. The Bucks can literally decapitate one of the Suns, and they're not going to get a call. They're not going to get a call. Johnson with a baseline runner. Screw you. What a great shot that was. Under six left. So they got to hit baskets. I told you, there's no way. They're not going to get any calls. So they got to. I mean, the bottom line is they called the three free throws for Crowder because that was a foul on Tucker. He did smash his hand. You saw it. That was a good call. And that's all there is to it. That's the only call they've gotten in the last 10 minutes. So everything else, you're getting macheted, attacked, tackled, pushed, shoved, nothing. So they have to win. Do you know, like, Mafia, how many games have we played where we're in a playoff game, you and I, and we're in a huddle in a timeout with 6 minutes to go, and we say, you know, all of us as a group, because we played together a long time, we said, we're not going to get a call, so we got to win in spite of them. We got to score in spite of them.
Constantly we do that. But, you know, we don't have the best refs in the world like the NBA does, Scott.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying, this is the exact same thing here. If the Suns want to win this game and go up 3-1, they have to do it in spite of the refs, Moff.
Yeah, you can't let that be the focus. You got to be smart. You got to play the way you need to play. And, you know, like I said, it's obviously harder to adjust for them because you don't know how the refs are calling it, because it's two different ways on two different sides. But you got to assume you got to play good defense without making that contact. I mean, honestly, for Booker, I don't know, Williams should have sat him down before, not like at a game in a break, be like, dude, I don't need you on that end. You're the only one scoring for us. I don't need you to play defense. Like, show, get out there, you know, put your hands up. Don't make any contact because I can't put you on the bench. No one else is scoring. And, you know, to pick up 5 fouls and make him sit like that is just a terrible situation for them. Now, when they come back in, they bring him back in. Tell him, like, stay in front of your man. But, you know, if he pushes the action and he goes at that rim, ole, out of the way. You know, pretend he's a bull and you're the bullfighter. Get out of the way. Let him go score because I need you on the other end.
Portis driving, swatted by Ayton. There's under five left, and they're only up three, the Suns. Ayton at the other end missed a hook, and then there was like five tips for the loose ball, and the Bucks got the rebound. You know they're going to either get down one here or tie it. missed it. They got the rebound. There you go. And then here's the Bucks crying for a call. I mean, they're just not calling anything now, so just let them play. You got to win. You got to win the game. You got to win dirty. You got to score dirty, and you're going to get fouled every time you shoot. You have to score with contact, and you're not going to get an and one. You have to score with contact. And now Booker misses an easy J. It is just unbelievable how they can't finish this game. It is absolutely unbelievable. And then Holiday misses a three. 4 minutes left. I mean, if the Suns could hit an effing shot. I mean, my God. The only guy right now that's hitting shots is Cam Johnson. That's it. So you got to go with a hot hand. In my opinion, you got to go with a hot hand. Give him the ball. He's got 10 right now. He's 4 of 6 from the floor. Turn the ball. Now they turn the ball over. It is unbelievable how they're just blowing this game. They didn't call the foul. They got the bucket. Now it's a one-point game. Oh, my God. They have done everything in their brother to lose this game. I mean, it is just unbelievable, this game. So, no call on the block. At the other end, Booker tied him up, Holiday. He wanted a jump ball. They didn't call a foul at all, and Giannis got the layup. So, I mean, I don't even know what kind of game these refs are calling now. I don't even know. I thought that was a good no call. He had the hand on the ball, but it looked like a jump ball to me. But he didn't get that call, and they got a bucket out of it either way. It's a one-point Suns lead, and they're doing everything they can to blow this game. I mean, they can't score. They need buckets, and they can't find a bucket. They can't buy one.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so if he hears you crystal clear, I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Now, look at that flagrant foul by Giannis and smashing Crowder in the face after a rebound. He had no chance to get that ball, and he smashes him across the face. How's that not flagrant? It's unbelievable to me. It is just, oh, my God. I don't know how they can even try to win this game. It's tied right now at 97. Crowder's at the line. Now, I don't trust him shooting free throws, but he made the first. But he gets his face smashed in by Giannis. And, I mean, this is the most incredible game. Bar none, the best game of the finals, for sure. Tied up with 2.5 minutes to go. And it's just been insane. And, obviously, Booker has gone off in this game. And it really is unbelievable, the game he's having. He's got 40 right now. And, by the way, it's the most I saw it earlier. At the beginning, the most points scored in a first career postseason ever is now held. The record is held by Booker. Most points ever in NBA history in a first postseason. This guy is absolutely going off. And today on Coast to Coast, I said that. I said, he's going to go off tonight. He's not going to be stopped because he had a bad game. He had a bad game in game 3 and did nothing. Everybody railed on him and said he sucks and everything else. And he had a horrible night shooting. He didn't show up for the game in Milwaukee. He can't produce on the road. And what he's done tonight is really phenomenal when you think about it. He's 16 of 24 from the floor. And he's 0 of 2 from 3. He's done everything at the floor and at the line. I know he was 8 of 9 at the line. That's what he is. So he's done it. And then the Bucks tie it up with a J. 2 minutes left. Who's gonna get it done? You're not gonna get a call. See, it's got to be, you know, I think Booker or Cam Johnson. They don't even have Cam Johnson on the floor. Meanwhile, the guy was hitting clutch shots. This is all about defense now and stops. Booker J misses. Bucks get the rip. So now he's like trying to do too much. Now they call a foul at the other end. They give Giannis the call, but they don't call anything at the other end. This is home cooking. That's what this is. Every time they go down, they get a whistle. And at the other end, they get tackled and mauled and nothing. You can't even argue it, Mafia. I don't even care about the bet or anything else. It's just that simple. I'm just watching a game where one team's getting the calls and the other one isn't.
Yeah, it's definitely not equal. That's the thing. If it was equal, you can get away with it. It could be all right, but it's not at all.
I mean, it is unbelievable. So, yeah, they got more fouls, the Suns, in the game. Ayton just got fouled, no call, or on a loop dunk. No call. Of course not, no call. I mean, I'm expecting they're going to lose this game because of not getting any love at all. They just couldn't score when the refs took it out of their, you know, the refs gave them nothing, so they couldn't hit a shot. So I blame them. I actually blame the Suns for not hitting a shot when they got no calls. All they had to do was score and win in spite of them, and they couldn't do it. And that's all there is to it.
I mean, the bigger thing, the fouls and the free throws have kind of evened up in the second half. They're way bigger than the first half. I still agree that I feel like it's definitely being called differently on each end. But the big thing
now,
still is...
he turns it over again, your boy. Your boy Paul just turned it over again, and that's the game now. They get the bucket.
That's what it is.
Chris Paul cost him the game.
That's
Chris
what it
Paul's
is. All the
been
turnovers.
Awful. He's been awful. He's awful. He's not getting any MVP from me ever. I don't care if he scores 50 in a game the rest of the way. He was so awful tonight with his five or six turnovers. And that one was just him falling down, turning the ball over to Holiday, and they go down to the other end and get the bucket. I'm surprised they didn't get an and one there. They've gotten every other effing call. Now this game's over. This game's over now. The game's over. So Chris Paul cost him the game. He had such a crappy game and all of his turnovers. You can't tell me, Mafia, he didn't cost him the game. He was terrible.
He did. He was pathetic the way he was throwing the ball away. He did not look like the veteran player that he is. I mean, this guy, one of the top, you know, point guards in the game in the history of it, in top 10 probably. And to throw away the ball like he did so many times tonight, it wasn't just like, oh, well, you know, just the other guy wasn't paying attention, something deflected off the other guy. No, it was just bad passes. He's not looking. He's trying to be fancy. He's trying to, you know, throw the needle too much, and it's cost him because that's huge, the amount of turnovers he has. Now, Booker's got four himself, but you can overlook that with all the points he scored. Chris Paul, a shot like crap. You know, when you turn the ball over five times, you can't shoot 4-12. Doesn't make up for it.
Well, you know, Booker has an excuse. He's got 40 points, and he's had the ball in his hands the whole game to score all of their points. Paul's just been a flat-out disaster with 4 of 12 shooting, 0 of 2 from 3, and 5 turnovers and 8 points. He's been a disaster tonight for the Suns, Chris Paul. Chris Paul cost him the game, and I guarantee you after this game, he's going to admit it. He's the reason they lost. Because he did nothing, and they're gonna absolutely, and then, you know, here's Booker with a drive to the 10, and no call at all, no call at all, no foul, and now the Bucks have the ball, and the refs are, it's like, you can't even, there's not even point even arguing. There's no basketball fan in the world that can sit here and watch this game and not think that one team got all the calls and the other one didn't. You can't even argue it. So the NBA got what they wanted. Adam Silver got what he wanted. 2-2 going back to the, Phoenix. Get ready for a lot of calls for the Suns in Game 5. I would think they'll get every call because the Bucks just got every call in the second half of this game. Middleton's got 36 going to the line to ice it with 20 seconds left.
And the biggest thing isn't even how they call, you know, the amount of calls. Because that's what everyone's going to look at when you say, oh, well, the refs blew it. It's like, well, they, you know, the calls weren't that far off number-wise. But it's not that. It's The way they made him, how they, the other ones that they missed that you're not going to see just on the fouls, like you said, the one off Tucker's foot, like the one, you know, where it could have been a flagrant on Giannis instead of just a foul, you know, where they took away that Ayton basket when it should have been an and one and put him on the free throw line on the hook. Those ones add up little by little to a huge amount of, you know, misplays.
Yeah, but they got nothing. They got nothing. I mean, I don't know how many times this guy got tackled and got no calls. So it is what it is. They get no calls. And so I told you, they were going to have to win the game in spite of the refs, and they didn't do it. That's it. They didn't do it. And Chris Paul is the reason they didn't do it, because Chris Paul has been an absolute bee tonight, and that's all there is to it. He's been terrible. And he's still crying to the refs. He's crying to the refs. Meanwhile, he's the one that gave the game away with his crappy-ass night. Chris Paul was amateur hour tonight. You can't even deny it. He was so bad. Oh, my God. His five turnovers were gigantic, and his shooting was appalling. 4 of 12. He's been atrocious. And now here's Middleton again at the line. It's just easy money shots. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. I want to puke watching this game. I really do. What a meltdown by the Suns. They couldn't hit a shot to save their ass. They had one guy that scored the whole game. Now they call another foul. Jesus Christ, they're calling fouls every time the wind blows on the Suns. It really is unbelievable. You can't deny it, Mafia. I mean, are you watching this? It's unbelievable. I mean, you'd have to have somebody decapitate you to get a call at the other end. Oh, and then yeah, I hear this little wussy Van Gundy. I want to beat his ass. Oh, this is a terrific win. What a job these refs have done for the Bucks tonight. What a performance. Oh, Van Gundy, no wonder no one hires you to be a coach anymore, you little wuss bag. Someone needs to smack his mouth, that little – oh, my God. Don't get me started. I'm going to start cussing on the air. I can't even listen to him. I got to turn,
Giannis inbounded on the volume off. He inbounded with a foot inbounds. Giannis had a foot inbound to be inbound that ball to Middleton before they fouled him.
It's unbelievable. So there you go. Series 2-2. Bucks win. Thanks, Chris Paul. Nice job tonight. Nice performance. So I guess that should take care of the MVP talk for Chris Paul. Does that just about do it? Yeah, it's unbelievable. So I got to look at this. It's unbelievable to me. It really is. I'm looking at people's tickets and stuff on this game, and it is what it is. There you go. You know, it's so funny to me. Now I'm watching the refs walking across the floor, and they're showing the ref. And what they should do is put up a big graphic how bad the refs suck. My God. I hope they even this out in Phoenix, at least, and they give them every single – G-damn call in game five, because they deserve it. Oh, look, Chris Paul's going to make a layup. Nice job, Chris. Nice game tonight, Chris. You suck. You can't even tell me he doesn't suck with that game he had tonight. What an ass performance by Paul. He cost him the game. He was so crappy. He wasn't a point guard. He was a disaster.
We're here 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us.
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So the Bucks win at 109-103, and even the series at twos, game five. We'll be back in Phoenix. A New York judge, a federal judge in New York, today wiped out the suspension of Bob Baffert, finding that the New York Racing Association acted unconstitutionally by failing to let him adequately respond to claims made against him after Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test. In her ruling, Brooklyn Judge Carol Bagley Amon said, A prompt post-suspension hearing where Baffert could refute the claims was required to meet constitutional muster. But she said the Racing Association had held no hearing, let alone a prompt one. Attorneys who represented Baffert before the judge said the ruling confirms that following the Derby, there was an improper rush to judgment and Mr. Baffert has been treated unfairly. He called the judge's ruling one step in one venue toward righting those wrongs and said he hoped it would lead to cooperation between the parties rather than division. Bob Baffert and the NYRA have had a good relationship in the past. My hope is that they can get to the point again for the overall good of horse racing. The president of the NYRA said in a statement, the association is reviewing the court's decision to determine its legal options and next steps. His name's Dave O'Rourke. O'Rourke said the association suspended Baffert to protect the integrity of thoroughbred racing. The judge said she concluded that Baffert had established a likelihood he will prove the suspension violated the due process clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. She also made a strong showing that there would be irreparable harm if the suspension was not overturned. Amon, the judge, noted the lawyers for the NYRA had argued at a hearing Monday in Brooklyn that the public depends on it to ensure races are conducted in a fair and honest manner and to protect the integrity of the sport. That may be true, the judge said, but the public has no interest in having the integrity of the sport enforced by unconstitutional means. On Monday, a lawyer arguing for the Racing Association said the organization acted quickly because the Belmont Stakes, the third leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, was fast approaching. And they operate Belmont Park, Aqueduct, and Saratoga. In Baffert's lawsuit last month seeking to get the suspension lifted, the Hall of Famer contended he was suspended without any prior notice and was not told the duration or terms of the suspension or any New York state law or regulation he might have violated. The suspension would have eliminated Baffert's ability to enter horses at Saratoga, which opens tomorrow. And Baffert will face substantial damage to his income, client base, and reputation if he cannot enter horses at NYRA races for the indefinite future. He's already lost one prominent client and stands to lose others and has been deprived of the ability to compete at Belmont Park. And what he really wants is to race horses at everywhere in New York, at Belmont, Aqueduct, and Saratoga. And the reality is, you know, the judge made the ruling. She wins, as usual. And you know what's funny to me? I gotta be honest, because I really don't care at all about her. Or first of all, I have no idea who she is, so it's hard for me to sit here and slam the judge. I don't care about her constitutional genius about the law. She may be right about the Constitution and the 14th Amendment and all this other rhetoric. That's fine. But the reason why Bob Baffert was suspended in New York is not about due process and about meetings and about constitutional rights and about giving, time to, argue against the suspension or, show cause or anything else. It's about, and this is what the NYRA was trying to say and without saying it. And I'll just save them the hassle and I'll say it. The reason why he was suspended in New York is because he drugs horses. I mean, the guy cheats. He drugs horses. He is a drugging, horsing, cheating, hack, liar. And that's all there is to it. He has been cheating for years and he gets away with murder. With his fame and fortune and, his white hair and his pretty family and all the BS with Bob Baffert. This is about him cheating and drugging horses and failing drug tests, multiple drug tests on multiple horses all over the country. And he gets away with it. And he always ends up winning because of some corrupt judge and some fancy high-priced lawyers. That's exactly what this is. You know what this is? This is no different than some high-priced athlete, some multimillionaire, hundreds of millions of dollars in the till, you know, having the ability to hire lawyers to get a superstar athlete out of trouble, DUIs, domestic violence, drugs, guns, whatever it is. If you got enough money, if you got enough money to pay the best lawyers in the world, you didn't even commit the crime. What they're saying is that his constitutional rights have been screwed, but they don't mention the fact that he drugs horses. Did you notice that in the entire briefing? Did you notice they never talked once about the fact that this guy drugs horses? They just talked about his rights, his constitutional rights. Whatever. You know what? I sit at that Meadowlands every day and watch these decrepit people betting on horses all day. You've never seen anything more depressing in your life. I don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks. A bunch of freaks. All right, so there you go. And you know what? It's such a dirty business with all the horses being drugged and killed and maimed and beaten and tortured, and that's just all there is to it. And Mafia, you know it too. And that's just all there is to it. Thank God for me. I'll just say it. It is what it is. And you know what? Bob Baffert is a piece of shack. He's a cheater and a liar. I don't care what anybody says. You can be friends with him all you want. Have at it. Be his best friend. Get on your knees like a French porno and do whatever you want. All I know is this isn't about horses. This isn't about drugs. It's about his constitutional rights. My ass. This is about drugging horses to make money. That's what it's about. Drugging horses to win races, to make money, and to make more money and be famous. That's what it is. He's famous, all right. He's famous in my book for being the biggest drugger ever in horse racing.
Yeah, the problem with this too,
Mafia, what do you think of that? What do you think of that? That it turned into his constitutional rights have been taken from him and not about that he drugs horses.
Well, if you're going to have to be a lawyer for him, you're going to find out any loophole, any argument you can make, and that's the one you had. He didn't have that. Oh, well, you know, he's never been caught doing this because obviously he has. It's been many times, not just this one time. You know, and this is all because Louisville dragged his damn feet. I mean, if they went through their whole process, if they tested everything quickly, if they went through and they, you know, suspended him, and but they had the hearing and all this stuff, and then they kept pushing it back, they just got all through all that, and they gave him his due process there where he would argue that, oh, you know, whether or not he drugged or didn't drug.
Then they failed again.
It's still suspended. Right. Then if Louisville had already come out and they went through the process, then New York could have said, well, they made their ruling. We're just going to follow it. But instead, they had to act quickly before Louisville can finish their stuff because they had the race coming up and they didn't want to be egg on their face letting this guy race and have his horses win. And now everyone gets screwed. It's just stupid the way this all has been handled by the horse racing community, by all these bodies, because it's just a joke.
So he drugs horses. The horse fails the drug test twice. And then they say that the NYRA acted unconstitutionally by failing to let Baffert adequately respond to claims made against him after Medina Spirit failed the drug test. So this is about his constitutional rights. Were taken from him. He wasn't afforded his rights as a, you know, person in this country acting on the Constitution. And I'm sitting there reading this thing going, you got to be kidding me. Talking about constitutional muster.
It's like he drove drunk in Louisville and New York said, you know what, we're going to take your license. You're not allowed to drive here. And then the court said, wait a second. He didn't get to go say, you know, that he didn't really drive drunk in Kentucky. You got to wait for that before you can do anything there. That's what it is. Kentucky dragged their ass. They took their time. And New York had the race coming up and said, well, we're going to act, you know, ahead of time. And now they're saying you can't do that, which is ridiculous.
She concluded that Baffert had established a likelihood he will prove the suspension violated the due process clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. So it's not about the fact that he drugs horses. It's about the fact that he didn't get due process because of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, there's always an out, isn't there? Isn't there always an out for a criminal? I mean, it is just unbelievable. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of John Gotti. That guy constantly found witnesses and jurors that he could tamper with, and he never got found guilty of anything until they finally rung his ass up and put him in jail for the rest of his life, where he died. The bottom line is that Bob Baffert's lawyers found a way out, and no one's talking about drugging horses anymore. They're talking about his constitutional rights being taken from him. That is unbelievable. That is truly unbelievable. I don't know what's worse tonight, the NBA refs or the federal judge. It's so important that we ring her up again. She just Brooklyn Judge Carol Bagley Amon. Nice job, Carol. I mean, really nice job for protecting the drug dealers and the druggers. Nice job giving the guy with all of his fame and fortune back his license so he can go drug some more horses, so he can go kill a few more animals. And you know what everybody says about him? He loves animals. They always say how much he loves animals as he's drugging them. I mean, it's just absolutely un-effing believable to me. I can't even believe it. I can't wait for tomorrow on Coast to Coast where I'm going to do this again. Hope we can get up. You know, you wonder why people, honestly, let's just get real. You wonder why people hate judges in this country. And they've had a lot of them that, you know, don't get me started on all the judges that are in hiding and the judges that have to be driven home by, you know, 15 cops so that they can get inside their house and have cop cars in front of their house all night. You wonder why when they make decisions like this. Nice job, Carol. Keep it up. In Brooklyn, that's where this guy got off. He went to Brooklyn to get off. Hell, I'm surprised he didn't do it in Harlem. How about Spanish Harlem? He could have, at Washington Heights, he could have got a judge to get him off in New York. I have seen it all now. Oh, my God. I've seen it all. And you wonder, we sit in there, right, Mafia? And I'm like, what do I say to you? I'm like, I don't watch one of these races. I can't even look at them. I can't even watch them. I mean, it's just like, honestly, like I can't watch tennis either and golf. I only watch the majors. I love the Open Championship, but I can't watch any of them. I mean, I can't even watch them. I can't even look at it and watch. It just disgusts me. It really does, because I know how dirty it is. Christ, it's bad enough with, boxing and the UFC. I think they fixed that too. Christ, who are they drugging in those fights? Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know.
So there's no doubt that Giannis swatted Ayton, and that was a huge block, and the Bucks deserved to win the game. They won the game, and that's all there is to it. And the Suns couldn't stick any shots when it mattered. They couldn't knock anything down. They couldn't get a call. And we knew they weren't getting a call the entire second half. So I said it 1,000 times. They had to win in spite of the refs, and they had to knock down shots. And the only guy that could knock down a shot was Booker. And then even the guy Cam Johnson came in and knocked down some shots. He was 4 of 6 from the floor. And then Williams took him out of the game. He took him out of the game. At the end of the game, they had Bridges in there, and they did not have Johnson in there at all. Obviously, he comes off the bench, but he was hot, and Bridges was doing nothing. It made no sense to me, and I think that Chris Paul cost him the game. He was a minus 10, and he had 5 turnovers, and he was 5 of 13 shooting, and 0 of 2 from 3, and he had 4 boards and 7 dimes. But I thought that was – I honestly think that was the worst game I've ever seen him play, ever, in any game. I've never seen that guy have 5 turnovers in a game, and especially in a big game, in an NBA Finals game. You cannot be a star point guard. They say he's top 5 all time, right? My ass. Not tonight, he wasn't. He had 5 turnovers in the biggest game of his life. Let's face it, it's the NBA Finals. Every game's the biggest game of your life. And he was terrible. Terrible shooting and terrible as a point guard holding on to the rock. His handle was terrible tonight, and that's all there is to it. Middleton was incredible. 40 points. You knew it was coming. and Giannis with 26. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good night.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.